What is up, diehards? Wes Monell here. Mr. Wes in the building for AWOL Sports. Got a segment here for you today. Used to be an article I used to write called From Downtown. And for you basketball fans out there, this is about the NBA. And I'm picking three topics. And I'm going to give you my take on these three topics. My 3 points. That's why it's called From Downtown. The first one. Is LeBron James the front runner for MVP? No, he's not. Sure, we can all agree that he's the best individual player in the game, and he has been for quite some time. I am a big fan of his game and leadership. I think that he has the right type of contagious attitude. There's a reason he's been the face of two franchises, and more importantly, the face of basketball. He is the reason that Cleveland celebrated a championship in 2016. Cleveland. He is the main reason that the Eastern Conference is a lock for whatever uniform he dominates in every single season. The guy can play point through center on both ends. And you know what? I still think that there's a part of his game that is still untapped. There's still room to develop, and that's not something he really has to worry about until his athleticism declines a step or two. Oh, what's the role? Well, it's the Jason Kidd and Scottie Pippen role, orchestrating the offense from the post. And when LeBron commits to playing point forward like that, it's going to prolong his career if and when he chooses to do so. If not LeBron, then who is the favorite to win MVP? As of today, March 1st, 2017. Anthony Davis is a monster. Karl Anthony Towns is in the same breed. They're both probably going to miss the playoffs. Blake Griffin is a better player than you think. Finished third in MVP voting a few years ago. The injury thing that he's been going through, that can be applied to Davis and some other guys, like Kyrie Irving. Griffin needs to be trusted to handle more of the distributing role, even when Chris Paul is healthy. Then you'll see. And Paul's another guy that's had on and off health issues as well. The guy, James Harden, is the face that runs the place right now. That's a wrestling reference to the phenomenal AJ Styles. Phenomenal he is. Everybody in the WWE universe knows that John Cena is the man there. In the NBA, that's LeBron James. No question. Styles would be Harden in this scenario. The guy that's holding the title throughout the season, to be honest. He's got half the triple-doubles that Russell Westbrook has recorded so far. But even then, that's still about double more than the third place guy. Harden and his beard are leading the Rockets, third best in the Western Conference, one of four teams with 40 plus wins at this point. Harden was given the Steve Nash role in Mike D'Antoni's offense, where he's excelled by leading the league in assists. You know he's up there in scoring, as usual. He's top 7 in 3-point baskets, along with two of his teammates that he's sharing the ball with. Not many can get to the free throw line at will like he does. Harden's got ice in his veins, especially when it comes down to the end of games. What does Russell Westbrook have to do to surpass former teammate James Harden in the race? Westbrook is doing it all. It looks like he's going to keep up the impressive triple-double average through the end of the season. Two of my close basketball diehard friends, along with myself, actually expected this to happen. We've been saying this. Russ has the Thunder in the seventh spot right now, and that's where I have to draw the line. You have to split hairs at the top. It's not insurmountable. Harden has 7 more wins and 6 less losses as of today. Even at number 7, OKC is only 2 games behind the 4th place Jazz, a team that didn't make the playoffs last year. So I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt in Utah. So the opportunity to creep up in the standings is certainly there. Stat-wise, we're watching one of the all-time great seasons. It's very difficult to say that Westbrook needs to do one more thing to win MVP. Winning a few more games will give him the nod. If he can will the Thunder to the 4 or 5 spot, I say it's his. The additions of Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott from Chicago, with a healthy Enes Kanter, is going to inject even more energy into the team. And they all have chips on their shoulders, including head coach Billy Donovan. Is Lou Will still going to win the 6th Man of the Year award? Despite being traded to Houston to play alongside another candidate in Eric Gordon, Lou Will isn't hesitating to fire away. That's who he is. That's what he does. Houston brought him in to continue doing what he started in Los Angeles. Toronto knows all too well what he's capable of, which is where he won the award a couple seasons ago. I thought he was a lock to win it before getting shipped to a contender, before the Lakers traded him. Then, Coach D'Antoni says that he'll be the 7th guy in the rotation. I thought it would take some effect on the 6-man race, but instead, I like the healthy competition going on between Williams and Gordon. I'm going to keep saying that it's Lou Will's award, and he's going to back me up. It doesn't matter the uniform, nor the arena.